Welcome to Audio Articles. My name is Chris, and I am the editor of articles at Crossroads Church. I get to lead a team of writers who create original articles designed to help, encourage, and push our readers' lives forward. We take our favorite ones and we turn them into audio versions, you know, for the people who hate to read. I get it. Me too sometimes. Hey guys, today, lead pastor of Crossroads Church, Kyle Ranson, is going to be reading his original article titled, Why We Let Santa in Our House. Maybe you grew up believing in Santa well into your teenage years. Or maybe you found out the truth on your fourth birthday. Whatever the case is, what do we do with Santa? In his article, Kyle talks about the healthy way that he and his family brought Santa into their home and how it ultimately led to a deepening of faith in God with his whole family as a result of the so-called magic with old Saint Nick. Let's go.
Why We Let Santa in Our House by Kyle Ranson. You don't want to lie to your kids, right? So what do you do with Santa? There are great parents who choose to exclude Santa from their family's holiday traditions, and great parents who embrace him wholeheartedly. Before I explain our decision and thought process, know that acting intentionally and thoughtfully is the real win, no matter what you decide is right for your family. Now, I work at a church called Crossroads, where we major in the majors of faith and minor in the minors. That means if it's a major, central, and clear directive of God in the Bible, we take it very seriously and without room for compromise. But there are a number of minor issues related to faith that good and godly people are split on because they're not as directly addressed in the Bible or as central to the practice of faith. Santa is most definitely a minor thing. That said, here's why we let Santa in our house. Number one, he's safe for faith. A reason you may be considering not including Santa in your family traditions is that you don't want to create confusion in your kids that may threaten their faith in Jesus. After all, if you include Santa, one day you'll have to explain to your kids that Santa is fake, but Jesus is real. This could be confusing to a kid and create doubt in their minds about Jesus. I relaxed on this when I remembered that my parents did Santa with us, and discovering he wasn't real didn't affect my belief in God at all. In fact, I've never met a single person who ever actually experienced any faith hiccup at all because of Santa. It's an unvalidated fear, and at least for me, I'm ignoring every single one of those that I discover in life. Number two, he brings the magic. Some Christians like to get bent out of shape about stories that have magic in them. But while the Bible does warn against actual witchcraft, it's full of magical stories. In fact, I'd argue that one of the main steps to anyone coming to faith is accepting that the fullness of reality is more fantastical and magical than what we can see and understand in the physical world. I want my kids to embrace what the Bible describes as an epic struggle between good and evil, a story full of beings from other dimensions, prophecies that become real and power far beyond our own. And I want them to believe that seemingly impossible things are possible, like redemption, transformation, and even defeating death. Fantasy literature, the story of Santa included, is the best tool for making big and meaningful truths like these simple and understandable. If the fact that they're made-up stories bums you out, you're not going to like the teachings of Jesus, which are full of stories he made up called parables. Number three. He's an extremely useful contrast to Jesus. Santa is karma. Jesus is grace. Santa gives gifts based on behavior. Jesus gives gifts based on love, grace, and forgiveness. They have entirely different motives and actions. Here's a great conversation I just had with my 9-year-old son, literally as I'm writing this article. He came up to me complaining about his younger sister, Gracie, who was clearly in the wrong. He wanted to respond meaningly to her, so I asked him a few simple questions. Me, what does Santa do when you're bad? Ben, give coal. Me, what does Jesus do when you're bad? Ben, love you anyway? Me, who do you want to be like? Ben, Jesus. Me, so how do you want to respond to Gracie? Ben, be nice and love her anyway. That's a massive win. I want Ben to understand that the gospel of Jesus is not karma. And I want them to understand how much better the gospel is than all other religious and cultural narratives that could frame his worldview. We include Santa so we can have these conversations. Last tip, don't lie to your kids. When asked directly if Santa is real, we never say yes. Our answer, Santa is a really great story. Our kids get the place that Santa holds, an enjoyable story that adds fun, just like dozens of others they love.
If you like this article, find lots more at crossroads.net/articles. We have hundreds of articles covering topics like parenting, football, dating, sex, current events, work, angels and demons, everything you could possibly think of, and so much more. Love it, hate it, or have an idea for an article, I would love to hear from you. Shoot me an email at articles@crossroads.net. Come back here regularly and make sure to subscribe so you know when the next episode drops. Give us a rating and review. It really helps introduce other people to the show. We will see you next time.